that completes our agenda for the evening, here at 6:26. Mr. Lank, do you have anything else to go to the order?
Oh, I thought the tour we had the other day was really good. They didn't show us things that we didn't already know about or that we hadn't seen yet.
I didn't see anything that made me wish we hadn't done something that we did. That was the thing that made me, I felt pretty good about it. I didn't see anything that I thought was a mistake or didn't turn out the way that it should have. And I, of course, I think we have a developer there that's committed to doing what they said they would do, too. So,
Sitting there going through the tour myself, what ran through my mind was that for that exact reason, this worked and it worked well because it was the same developer the whole way through. But yeah, had some of those changes been made and, say, a project had gone through foreclosure and multiple developers and the end developer's not the same as the original developer, be interesting to see how that would have played out, because they seemed like you said, they seemed to work great.
Yeah. I want to ask a question of the staff about the upcoming agendas between now and the end of the year. What's the plan right now? Are we not putting anything else on that can't be completed?
The agenda is loaded for the rest of the year. We had 10 items that were, I think it was 10 items.
Yes.
I think it was 10. Maybe okay, 11.
So the agendas are set.
The agendas are set to the end of the year pretty much. We have not taken any more applications that we've gotten in the last 2 weeks or into the rest of the year. We're going to be in 2015.
Are they posted yet? Are they posted?
Certain ones are some of the ones are for the October 23rd are posted. The November first meeting in November is posted and advertised, I believe. We've just been advertised.
Meetings in November are not. 13th and 20th?
We have a schedule set to pick up all 10 of those applications so that they can all be heard by both commission and council this year.
Okay.
November, the council only meets once.
In November?
Right, November 18th.
Really?
One council meeting.
Because Returns Day, Veterans Day, and
Election Day, Veterans Day, and Thanksgiving. They only meet one time. In December, they meet the 2nd, 9th, and 16th. So there's hearings scheduled with the council for the 2nd and the 9th, but none for the 16th. So that if there's anything left over that they've heard this year, they can act on the 16th if necessary.
Okay. Our last meetings, and our meetings in December are the 11th and the 18th?
18th.
Is that right? So we...
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
We must not have much on the agenda for the 11th or the 18th.
No, but they're probably fairly clean because they would only thing that would be left would be old business.
Right. Or other business.
Public hearings. I don't think we have any. Do we remember saying if we had any?
Is there a subdivision or something on there?
You could put.
I can go look real quick. We got a calendar set up down in Stacy's desk if I can find it.
December the 11th, there's two subdivisions.
Subdivision, but not council action. That's right.
Yeah, they won't require council action.
They don't require council action.
Okay. It isn't necessary to run down there now. I can find out later.
Give me a call and I'll let you know. Sure. But we've got them all broken down. And one thing that messed us up a little bit was we made an attempt to contacting the applicants for TD Rehoboth to see if they'd consider withdrawing it and rescheduling it for the first of the year, and they balked on us, and then all of a sudden 2 weeks later they came in and pulled it, so we could have done some more shifting if we didn't know that they were going to pull it.
Well,
and they did.
Sounds like we got it worked out, though. I mean, it is what it is.
I have to look at the commission's agenda for what we've got set up for schedules.
Yeah.
But there were 10 things that we hadn't had public hearings on yet, and it was choice was to have them all done this year, and anything that came in as of 2 weeks ago went to the next year. So we'll be scheduling for January after we set a council schedule for next year, and the commission schedule also.
Okay,
Mr. Chairman, there's one thing on the Bayside tour that caught my eye, I guess, or my thought was one of the topics came up about quality of housing and inspections, and the response was that the developer depended on the county inspectors to monitor for code and all, and that's fine. But the county doesn't monitor quality. And I think our developers need to always be aware as they sublet different responsibilities out, such as Bayside is doing now with different builders, that, you know, while the county code has different specifications, we don't have anything relating to quality, and I'm not suggesting that we need it. I don't think we need it. But the quality of the way things are done is dependent on the developer, and sometimes they reflect on how long a house lasts or whether mildew starts to creep in, and the house might meet code, but the job just wasn't done properly.
It's just minimums.
Yeah, but part of the issue with that, too, is that there are code requirements that essentially do set some level of quality. And what I'm thinking of is like where the amount of lap there has to be on joists, for instance, and how things have to be nailed. There are some nailing patterns that are required by code, and so on. My only concern would be is, are we looking at those items? Because I know where we've had some communities that had failures almost immediately after they were built, some of it was poor framing. And, you know, one of the inspections that we do is a framing inspection. And that concerns me, that we would miss something of a structural nature. You know, that's the only thing that, you know, that bothers me about it. Anything that, you know, could cause damage, you know, cause the place to fall down.
The windows being taped properly.
Yeah, and see, and that's, we'll see, there are code requirements for that, too. There's a lot, there's more there than, you know, than we might think sometimes. And, but when things are going great guns and we have a limited number of inspectors and so on, it's
well, we did change that in what, 07 or something. Yeah. We took it from the contractor and doing it ourselves, and I think it has improved since then.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. And I think some of those more notable failures were contractor failures. They weren't our, and that's one of the things that led us to doing it ourselves, and I think it's been a substantial improvement since then. So, you know, and if these things, of course, are a cost of doing business for the developer, and it is what it is. But those inspections need to be done, and if anything, maybe need to be more stringent. But I think since we've been doing it ourselves, it's gotten better. I don't know how you deal with overall quality, especially with aesthetic, non-structural items. That's a tough one. That's you know, we're kind of relying on the market, but it's difficult.
You know, proper taping and painting, that's not a code issue, that sort of thing, and they can show up in a year or two after construction and somebody's
just stuck. The drywall can be a terrible job and still meets code. It's just not pretty. You know. I don't know how we deal with that. Anything else to go to the order, gentlemen?
Just in relating to what you're just talking about, Art, just so you all know, and I'm sure you do, the Planning and Zoning Department looks at setbacks and flood issues primarily, and they also do footer and tie-down inspection for mobile homes. The specs on the buildings are basically through code.
Oh, yeah, that's the building department, sure. Yeah.
But we do look at, we have to look at the review, the building plans for houses that are in flood zones and verify whether they have to be elevated and what elevation they have to be elevated to. And that we have to approve through Jeff the design of the house of sorts as it relates to flood.
Okay, anything else? There being nothing,